Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. You know, for those of us who found us on your radio at 96.9 San Antonio, we're located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone who's looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come and try us. Everyone is welcome. And again, good morning. The scripture selected for this morning's opening is Psalm 40, verses 1 through 11, taken from the New Revised Standard Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the desolate pit, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Happy are those who make the Lord their trust, who do not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after false gods. You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts toward us. None can compare with you. Were I to proclaim and tell of them, they would be more than can be counted. Sacrifice and offering you do not desire, but you have given me an open ear. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. Then I said, here I am. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I have told the glad news of deliverance in the great congregation. See, I have not restrained my lips, as you know, O Lord. I have not hidden your saving help from within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your steadfast love and your faithfulness from the great congregation. Do not, O Lord, withhold your mercy from me. Let your steadfast love and your faithfulness keep me safe forevermore. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to worship. And Lord, we ask that as we sit here today in this sanctuary, we ask Heavenly Father that each heart would be turned toward you, that the focus would be on Jesus and not on our issues or our problems. And Heavenly Father, I just pray for each one gathered here today and those that are listening on the outside. We ask that this will be a day of blessing for those, a day of revelation, that some heart would be blessed, some soul would be saved. And Lord, we thank you because we know, Lord, that you want us to be your people and to be the people, Lord, that will go out and do the things that you want us to do. Bless us, Lord, as only you can. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would you stand for our opening hymn? Great is thy faithfulness.
Great is thy faithfulness. Oh God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness.
congregation, please be seated.
Birthday time. Okay, so according to the what we have here for us, we have Eric Williams having a birthday on the 17th. But for today, I have a brother named Stephen, who goes by the name of Stephanie now, but that's a story for a different time, has a birthday. And then Martin Luther King Jr. is his birthday today. So let's sing Happy Birthday. All right. One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more. All right. Anybody have any announcements? No announcements? Okay. No.
Jay.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I mentioned last week about, you know, celebrating my life with our life with Sherry, and I see that Jan have the sign up sheets out there. I basically need to basically know if you're going, you know, if you're coming, so that we can get a count on how many people that I need to cook for, okay? So I won't be here the next couple of Sundays, so the sheet will be out there, okay? All right. Thank you.
Good morning, church family.
Good morning.
Please pray with me. Open our eyes each day, Lord, to the person who needs us to be in his or her beginning today. Help us to put aside preconceptions about other people, because that alters our behavior, and simply accept that they, like us, are precious in your eyes. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
As we prepare to give our tithes and offerings, let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come seeking, but we come with a grateful heart, knowing that all of our resources come from your hand. You are the giver, and we so often take you for granted. We ask, Lord, that you forgive us for our unfaithfulness. We ask, Lord, that as we return but a small portion of your bounty, that you use our tithes and offerings for your glory here on earth. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Our reading today is from Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. The parable of the Good Samaritan. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law, he replied. How do you read it? He answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. You have answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this, and you will live. But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? In reply, Jesus said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus told him, go and do likewise. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. You may be seated. All right, choir. Amen. Amen. Good singing.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Lord, help us to help those who are struggling through this day. Neighbor, relative, stranger, or friend. Where we see a need, rather than walk away, may we stop a while and share a hand, a listening ear, a smile, a prayer, compassion, love, just as you would do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the affirmation from faith. The affirmation is from 1 Corinthians and from Colossians. This is the good news which we have received, in which we stand, and by which we are saved. Christ died for our sins, was buried, was raised on the third day, and appeared first to the women, then to Peter and the 12. And then to many faithful witnesses, we believe Jesus is the Christ, the anointed one of God, the firstborn of all creation, the firstborn from the dead, in whom all things hold together, in whom the fullness of God was pleased to dwell by the power of the Spirit. Christ is the head of the body, the church, and by the blood of the cross reconciles all things to God. Amen.
And
let us prepare our hearts and minds to receive the message that the Holy Spirit has given to Pastor Ted. Pray with me. Father, we come with open hearts. We come seeking. We ask, Lord, that as the Spirit gives the message through Brother Pastor Ted, let him be only your instrument. Let him put aside his humanness and gain strength through you. Give him your word and let his words be your words. Let us take your message to heart and have them burn within our souls so that we may spread your message to a hurting world. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. What a blessing it is to be before you again this morning. Urshas, could you close that door for us, please? It's so good to be here this morning and to stand before you with the opportunity and the privilege to preach and to tell you that the Lord loves you very much and to let you know that no matter what you're going through, Jesus is the answer for your situation, your problems, your issues, your anxiety, your illness. Amen? And I feel very bold to tell you that because I know in my heart he is all those things. So this morning we want to continue our series, our preaching series. This is week two of our Bridge Builder series. And our title this morning is to reach out your hand. Reach your hand out in front of you. Reach it out. Reach out your hand. Okay, you can put it back. You know what Jesus is telling us by reaching out his hand? He's telling us that we're going to have to go beyond family. We're going to have to go beyond friends. We're going to have to go beyond those that we know. We're going to have to reach out our hand to a lost and dying community. We're going to have to reach out our hand to a lost and dying world and country. We are fortunate. Those of us who are believers, we know how the story is going to end. But the Lord wants us. He wants us as believers to be the one to reach out and may I use a song from Diana Ross, reach out and touch someone. That's what he wants us to do. So let's get started with our message this morning. So we know that the story of the Good Samaritan, that's an inspiring, but it's also a very tragic story. There were two individuals who passed by the man. The man was in need, and these folks were religious folks, and they should have been willing to help this man. And the only person to reach out their hand was a person who they would not even expect to do it, because he was a Samaritan. And the Samaritans and the Jews, they didn't talk to each other. They didn't like each other, and they pretty much stayed away from it. But it's interesting, and this is good for us. You don't know who's going to be the one to have to help you. Amen? Folks used to tell me growing up in Mount Moriah Baptist Church, they say, you better be kind to folks because you don't know who's going to have to bury you. And you know that kind of sticks with you, doesn't it? You don't want to go around being mean to folks. You want to be able to reach out your hand to those that are in need. So the story goes on, in Luke 10, Cheryl, could you put that up on the screen for us, please? Luke 10, 25-37. So during this discussion between Jesus and the lawyer, I want to draw your attention to the very first question asked by the lawyer. He says, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Interesting question, isn't it? Pretty calm question, good question, nothing wrong with it. You know, this guy was a lawyer, so he knew something about the law. So but what he was doing, his motivation was all wrong. He wanted to test Jesus. He wanted to see what was really going on. You know, his motivation is wrong. His question was good. And also, the question, the answer that he gave was not right. He still was mistaken for what it takes to have eternal life. But this is what Jesus said, you know the law, do what's in the law. Do what's in the law. And what did he tell him? He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And then he said, and your neighbor as yourself. So he knew, and Jesus challenged that lawyer. He says, and he told him, and the lawyer responded correctly. So, and Jesus told him this. He says, now that you know to do it, you need to go out and just do it. Go out and do it. So, now last week, we talked about bridge building. And I gave you the blueprints for building, the first blueprint for bridge building, to bridging that chasm between us and the world, for those that don't have, and those that are sinners, and those that need our help. The first part I gave you was forgiveness. Forgiveness. That's the first part of that. That's the first blueprint. He gave us a blueprint. Now today we're going to talk about the other part of that bridge building project. We got to have, in order to complete a project, you got to have a plan. We got the plan. The Bible is our plan. Now you got to have tools. Amen. What are you going to build that fence with? What are you going to start? We need some tools. And Galatians 5:22-23 gives us some great tools, some divine tools that we are given by the Holy Spirit to build the perfect bridge. And if you want, you may want to write this verse down so you can refer to it later, because it's very important. And it lists all the different tools that the Holy Spirit will give us. Love, joy, and peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and my favorite, self-control. You know, so we got to understand, folks, that Christian character is not just a mere moral or legal correctness, but it's the possession and the manifestation of all these nine graces. These are the tools. These are the foundations of our moral portrait of Christ. And every believer, the one main goal in our life is to do what? Be like Jesus. And this is the way that we can be. using these tools that are given to us by the Holy Spirit. Just a little story. Everybody know what an Allen wrench looks like? It's a little bitty thing, isn't it? You know, Christmas time, we get this big old box out there, and we got to get it put together and before the kids wake up. So got this big old 4x4 box laying out here in the middle of the floor. We're looking at it, and you open it up, and you see nuts and bolts and paper and all kind of stuff, and you're wondering, oh, my goodness, you know, how in the world am I going to get this thing put together? And you look for tools, and the very tool that they give you is a little bitty Allen wrench. You're supposed to put this thing together with this Allen wrench. What I'm getting at, it would take all day to put it up. So you go and get your drill and you get some other things to help you put this thing together a little quicker. You know, you got to have the right tools to make the project work. And these are the tools that the Lord gives us. You see, instructions alone, they won't get it done. You need the right tools. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm coming down front. This story that the Lord is telling us, this blessed parable, I'm sure a lot of us have heard it, and you've heard it many times. You've probably heard it preached about 40 different ways. But I want you to be concerned, but look at something, what Jesus is trying to teach us here. He's trying to teach us about reaching out our hands to those that are in need. And he's trying to teach us, and he's teaching us that you're going to have to go beyond the ordinary. You're going to have to go do the extraordinary, I guess is what I'm trying to say. You're going to have to go beyond that, what you normally do, to be a help to someone. Now, you got two people. You got a priest and a Levite. A priest and a Levite who should have helped him, but they didn't. But then comes along, and if you know the story of the Jews and the Samaritans, they hated the Samaritans. And the Jews, the Samaritans hated the Jews, and the Jews hated the Samaritans. They didn't get along at all. The Lord may use somebody that you don't like, that you may not get along with. Maybe that neighbor that maybe you don't like, or that other person. Maybe it was that family member during the last Christmas celebration. You don't want to talk to that person anymore. He may use that person to get you where you need to be. Amen? What I'm trying to tell you is Jesus uses people that you or me may not think is worthy or may not we don't like. So anyway, this Samaritan comes along, and he not only does he help the man, but he gives the he takes him to an inn, and he gives the innkeeper money, and told him, you take care of this man. Now Jesus tells this story to this young man, to this lawyer. And he tells him, who do you think of these three people? Who are the ones? Who is the one that shows mercy? And of course, the lawyer, he answered correctly. He said, the one that shows mercy. Folks, your neighbor is anybody that needs mercy. Amen? That may be that person out on the street. That may be that person that looks like he hadn't eaten in a week and doesn't have any food. He's running up and down Foster Road like, you know, that you see him every day. That's the one. That's the one that Jesus wants you to go after to get. You see, folks got the wrong, I think, we're a little confused about what actually a church is. We think it's for healthy people. But you know what, folks? It's actually for those that are sick. Amen? It's for those that are spiritually sick. Jesus doesn't leave anybody out. He calls all of us the worst. The worst, he reaches out his hand to them. And this is what he wants us to do. And he gives us specific tools to do this. Kindness and love and peace and patience. When's the last time that you had a chance to reach out your hand to somebody that was in need? What are you going to do when you get that opportunity? And oh, folks, you're going to get that opportunity, I guarantee you. If you're a child of God and you're living the life that you ought to be living, the Savior is going to give you the opportunity to reach your hand out to somebody that needs it. Think about that neighbor. Think about that person in the hospital. Think about that person out here on the street. Think about that person who you just cannot stand at work. You know, every time you see him, you just want to run and go the other way. You know, that's the person. That's the person that Jesus wants. And you know what? He wants to use us. 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 Just us. Plain us. You don't have to be brilliant. You don't have to be a scholar or a theologian. All you have to do is what? Be available. Jesus gives you all the tools that you need to reach out your hand and touch someone. But you know what keeps us from doing that? We don't have time. We don't have the money. We just, you know, Lord, I just can't do it. I've got just so much to do. I want you to think about this when you think about you don't have the time or the money. Remember when we were mired in the depths of sin. Remember when you didn't have anywhere to go to but Jesus. Remember when you called upon him, Lord, help me. I can't take this anymore. Remember when he reached out his hand to you and said, come on, Ted. Come on. I got you. I got you. And you know, when he's doing that and he wants you and us to do the same for those that are in need, he wants us to reach his hand. Now, Alamo United Methodist Church is here for a reason. We're right here at 4071 Foster Road in this beautiful lot, this beautiful setting that we're in for a reason. There are people around us in this community that need us. Amen? And we have the time, do we? We have the money. We have the resources to help them. My vision for Alamo is this, that we be bridge builders. And I think that's one of the things that is missing in our society, in our culture, in our church, is we have a tendency to ignore people and push them to the side. But I believe that Alamo, and it's my vision for you and for us, that we be bridge builders right here in this spot. Now, what do we have to do? What do we have to do? We have to be concerned, and we have to look around and see what do we need to do. And I believe we've already started to do that, but there is more work for us to do. There's more work for us to do. And I believe the Holy Spirit has given you and me the ability and the tools to do that. So what's left to do? What do we have? We got the plan. We got the tools. What do we got to do next, church? What's next? We got to start working, don't we? It's time to build that project. It's time to go out and in the community. It's time to go out where you're working. You know what I found out, though, folks? The best place to start is right in your family. Amen? I think there's a lot of bridge building that probably could be used in basically all of our families. You know, I don't know about you, but in our family, me and Tess's family, there's plenty of bridges that need to be built. You know, everything is not as it seems. When you go to a reunion, everybody says they're okay, but everything's not okay. Everything's not okay. Jesus is needed everywhere we go. Let us aspire to be bridge builders. Let us take the parable of the Good Samaritan and learn from it and say, hey, you know, just because that person is of a different color, that's because that person is a different gender or sexual orientation, Jesus still loves everyone. Amen? And it's our responsibility to reach out our hand to him and says, hey, I don't know what you're going through, but I know somebody that can help you. And that's Jesus. Okay, well, preacher, that takes courage. That takes boldness. It sure does. Amen. It takes a lot of courage, doesn't it? You know, I find it interesting. I love football, and especially the Dallas Cowboys. I really do. And I went to a game one time, and it just the atmosphere. Oh gosh, it just felt so excitement. People were screaming. And I wonder, can we do that at church? Sometimes at church we sit so quietly. We sit so pious. But it's okay. It's okay. It's okay to get happy. It's okay to lift your hands and say thank you, Lord. Those things are great. Don't forget about those things. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. So now I ask this question to anyone out here: who is your neighbor? Someone said everyone. Who is your neighbor? Everyone that that needs what? Mercy. Everybody is your neighbor. Well, I can't feed all these folks. You don't have to. There's an old song long time ago. Some of you may remember it. I do. It's an old hymn. It's called Brighten the Corner Right Where You Are. You ever heard that old song? Wherever you live, Kirby, Shirts, Converse, brighten that corner. Be that light for Jesus. Be that light right there. Be that light in your family. Be the one that says, hey, I'm reaching out my hand to somebody. I saw a young man. I was coming to church this morning. I see him walking almost every Sunday. And I said, Lord, give me the courage. Give me the boldness to tell this young man. It says, hey, there's a better way. Somebody loves you. And that's Jesus. You're not here alone. There's help for you. And as I close this morning, I want to tell you the same thing. Jesus loves you very, very much. Why does he always tell us that? Because when you get in your head and in your heart how much Jesus loves you, I believe your attitude will change toward people. I believe when you realize just how much the Savior loves you, you can be the one to share that love. And don't be afraid, dear ones. Don't be afraid. I know it's hard to talk to some folks, but one thing about this, if you want to tell somebody about Jesus, you don't have to be a theologian. All you got to do is be you. Just be you and tell your story. Amen? Every one of you has got a story. If you're a believer in Christ, you have a story. You have a testimony. Tell that. Tell that to someone, and I guarantee you, you would be surprised. You'll say, wow, I don't even talk to that person. So start talking to folks. Amen? Start loving them. And know this: greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You don't have to be worried. You're not doing it on your own. You have Jesus right by your side. Just as he guided the disciples in those days, you are his disciples. We are his disciples. And he will guide us as well. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he give you all the strength and the courage you need to be a bridge builder, to reach out your hand. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. We thank you, Lord, for your love. And right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask for courage. We ask for boldness. Lord, we ask for wisdom and knowledge so that we may go out and be bridge builders in this community, in our families. Help us, Lord. We realize that we're not able to do it on our own. We look to you, Lord, for all our health and strength. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Let us stand, please. I give the invitation this morning to anyone anyone, things are not right with you, between you and Jesus. Something's not right in your life. Things are not going right. You know what it is. Problems, issues. You're not happy anymore. You can barely sleep at night. Something's bothering you. I don't know what it is, but the Master knows what it is. Would you give it to him this morning? Would you come to the altar? Or even in your seat. If you want someone to pray for you, we're here to pray for you. And come to the altar. Come to the altar and lay it down. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The altar is open for anyone who may not know the Lord, who may just know about him, who may not have been born of the water and the Spirit, as Jesus said, may not have been born again. Oh, my friend, this is a perfect opportunity to do that. I wouldn't let another day go by if I was out of the ark of safety. I would make sure, as that song said, make sure, make very, very sure, you know, that your anchor is hold. Make sure that you're with Jesus. Altar is open for those that wish to come and join church, who wish to join in with us to serve the Lord, to be disciples, to be bridge builders in this community. The altar is open for all who wish to come.
I have an invitation this morning is Blessed Assurance. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior. This is my story, this is my song.
What page are you taking?
Savior, all day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I am my Savior, am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love.
This is my story, this is my song, this is my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song,
praising my Savior all the day long.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Amen. Julie and Elmer, would you please, will we turn around and face the congregation, please? Amen. Amen. You know what? We have Julie and Elmer. Make sure I spell this. Shepherd, who wants to join our church. Amen. What a blessing, and we thank God that you, we know you've been coming here, and we thank you for your faithfulness, and we are so happy that you are here and you want to join in with us. Amen. All right. Now, members of the household of God, I commend these persons, Julie and Elmer, to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. And if you have your book, also on page 38 in your hymnal, page 38. Amen. Page 38. This is our, it's the, at the bottom, it's our, the congregation responds. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love as members together with you in the body of Christ of the United Methodist Church. We renew our covenant to faithfully to participate in the ministries church by our prayers, our gifts, that through Jesus Christ. Amen. Julian Elmer, I know that you're transferring from a Lutheran church. Is that correct?
Correct.
Amen. And I know that you believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Do you believe that He is the only one, the only way to heaven? Amen. We want to welcome you into our congregation, and we want to love you and to help you grow and grow. You never stop growing. Age has got nothing to do with it. Amen. Amen. We just keep growing. And as you see around here, we got a lot of folks that are mature Christians, if you will. Amen. But that's all right. Yeah, some more mature than others, but that's okay. You know, because God loves you the same way, and He wants to do some things in your life also. So we just want to say thank you. Thank you. And we give thanks to the Lord that He brought you to us. And now, congregation, would you do this with Julian Elmer? Would you stand, and would you just come around and just shake their hands? Could you do that? Amen. Hey, ushers, could you help us? Gaylord. Oh. Thanks, Peggy.
Want to give thanks and recognition to Rick and Born Again Ministries. Had a wonderful gathering, retreat, men's retreat yesterday. Pastor Tom, myself, and Frank were over there for a big part of the day. Actually, I think Tom and Pastor stayed the whole time, but it was a wonderful testimonial. There was a lot of singing, a lot of praising God, giving thanks to God. There were several preachers over there. It was just a wonderful, beautiful day. I know Rick is hearing us, so thank you, Rick, for yesterday. Yeah, there was a wonderful breakfast. There was about 65 men, I think. And but yeah, it was a wonderful breakfast, and then we went into to cafeteria for like I said, the fellowship, and it was just a beautiful, wonderful experience, just feeling the presence. So thank you again. Continued prayers of uplifting for Elizabeth Grazulis, Esther Goins, Hector Martinez, Jim McMillan, and Roy Wood. And continued prayers of support for Jim. Linda, a while ago, that Jim is battling pneumonia. So, Lord, hear our prayers of healing for Jim McMillan. Want to say hello, and a wonderful to see Jim Whitney here this morning. Thank you, Jim. And he had a wonderful time himself yesterday. Him and Barbara's granddaughter was married yesterday. So congratulations, Jim. Continued prayers of support for first responders, all our medical people, all the other essential workers, and you know, COVID or one of the newest strains is floating around, so just be careful. Want to say hello to Stephanie, and Stephanie, thank you. Wonderful to see Doug and Karen. Doug is feeling so much better. So, and I also want to give a shout out of thanks to Steve Migosh. Thank you again, Steve.
Hey, that wasn't for those potato chips, was it?
No.
Okay, those are not yours.
No, it was for... For okay. Some, it was for several other things. And okay. Again, thank you, Steve.
Just want to make sure.
Want to continue prayers of uplifting and support for Emma Garden Metz, for Michelle Peck's mother Barbara, for Clark Hood, Joni Peterson's family friend. Continued prayers of support for Sandra Christensen and her family. Prayers of healing for Ann Rayburn, for Linda Warren and her family. Chad Smith, never mind. Lord, hear our prayers. Continued prayers of support for Ted and Tessie, for Bonnie Chambers and her family, for Alice Tyler, Homer Bargas, Sandra Boykins, Janice Walker and James Murphy, Donna Anderson, and even though she is sitting here with her graciousness, with her beautiful presence, but prayers for Sandy Bundick. For Virginia Molinoff, for Lance Shaw, Elaine and Jean, Kathy Bedell, Vicki Ballman, Esther Berryman. Lord, hear our prayers. We'll give praise and thanks to God for all He's done for us and for guiding us to do His work. God. So God bless and thank us all, and have a wonderful, beautiful Sunday and a wonderful, joyous week. Amen. Thanks be to God.
Amen. As we prepare for prayer this morning, I'd like you to, for those that are needing prayer this morning, would you come to the altar, please? And also those that have a loved one that needs prayer and they're not here, would you please come to the altar? Could you do that? If you want to stand in for someone that's not here, stand in for Jim or Esther, would you please come? Come and just come to the altar. Amen.
Dad is having some tests tomorrow.
Okay. Okay. Would you just stand right there then? Is he here?
No.
Okay. You stand right there. Amen. Amen. Anyone else wants to come to the altar? For yourself or for someone else? Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Would you touch someone if you could? If you can, don't just, amen. Amen. Congregation, you pray with us also. Oh, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, those that are here at this altar, those that are in their seats, Lord, have requests. And we ask right now, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, those that are suffering from illness, those, Lord, that are suffering from COVID, those that are suffering from pneumonia, those that are in the hospital, those that are in the nursing homes, those are even at home, Lord. We ask right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would touch them from the foot of their, from the soles of their feet to the tops of their head. That, Lord, that you would touch their bodies. That, Lord, that you would touch their minds and touch their hearts. Let them know you are there for them. And, Lord, we're not worried about anything. This morning, we are trusting you for everything. Strength, health, healing, everything, Lord. We know where it comes from. So we're doing what you told us to do. You said don't be anxious for anything, but let all our cares and our anxieties be known to you. Well, Lord, we're doing that right now. And we're calling on your blessed name, Lord, to help these dear people. Help them in all the things that they need, Lord. And help this congregation, Lord. Help us to remember that it's all about you. Not about us. Not about me. But all that we do, Lord, is to glorify you. Bless them, Lord, as only you can. And we give you all the praise and the glory for all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. And let the church say, amen. Amen. Amen.
What a beautiful experience. Amen. Would you please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Amen.
And as we go from here today, let us remember all of those less fortunate than ourselves and continue to pray for them, all who are ailing in any way. And be friendly and be safe. Watch out for the traffic. But join us here again next Sunday, and let us receive the message that our pastor will be bringing us. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Would you stand for our closing hymn? God be with you till we meet again.
God be with you till we meet again. By his counsel guide uphold you. With his sheep securely fold you. God be with you till we meet again. Till we meet.
Peace.